For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The labor union that represents service workers at the University of California says while the UC is reporting huge revenue gains, it's failing to address low wages and poor working conditions. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
The AFSCME 1299 union says the UC's own financial statements report the system is in the, quote, best financial position in its history. The UC says it generated nearly $6 billion in revenue last year, and its overall revenue has doubled to about $60 billion in the last decade. Liz Perlman, the executive director of AFSCME, says the UC has failed to increase wages for its service and patient care employees.
If you're taking home, you know, $3,000 a month in your pay, but the rent around UC Riverside is now $1,500, $1,700 a box, it's like there's just no way you can make it.
A UC spokeswoman said in a statement that AFSCME does not acknowledge that UC's expenses have grown over the last decade, which includes health and wage increases for workers. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Riverside.
You may want to think twice before getting water from the soda machine. A study from researchers at Loma Linda University found that water dispensing machines, like the ones you find at restaurants, may contain higher levels of microbial contamination than tap water. The study examined commercial spigots and water nozzles. Researchers found that water dispensers and restaurant soda fountains had bacterial growth just days after disinfection, which is far sooner than previously thought. Those types of dispensers filter out residual chlorine in the water, which makes bacteria more likely to grow. According to a press release from Loma Linda University, the study is the first known compilation of research from around the world on microbial contamination in water dispensing machines. Residents in Riverside County who lost food purchased with CalFresh benefits during recent winter storms may be eligible for replacement benefits. Those eligible must report losses by January 22nd. The state extended the period for reporting losses from 10 to 30 days to allow residents to assess the damages caused by the storms. The storms that began December 23rd prompted evacuations. Homes and infrastructure were also damaged. Residents can request replacement benefits online at benefitscal.com or by calling 1-877-410-8827. The Forest Service says trails around Mount Baldy and Ontario Peak were reopened Friday. Seven trails were closed in late December after storms and high winds figured in the deaths of three hikers on Mount Baldy's notorious Devil's Backbone. Two others were hurt below Ontario Peak and had to be rescued. The reopened trails include Mount Baldy Trail, Mount Baldy Bull Trail, Devil's Backbone, Three Tees, Ice House Canyon, Chapman, and Ontario Peak Trail. Skies have cleared, but occasional high winds and sub-freezing nighttime temperatures continue. The Forest Service advises of dangerous conditions, ice, and the risk of rescues that carry potential rescue fees. San Bernardino County's Public Health Department is urging residents to get vaccinated against whooping cough as cases soar this winter. Cases of whooping cough or pertussis have tripled since this time last year. Whooping cough is a highly contagious respiratory infection that spreads easily from person to person through respiratory droplets. Infants, especially newborns, are most susceptible. Pregnant women are being encouraged to get vaccinated because even one dose can help prevent severe illness in newborns. County health officials say even one dose can prevent death and severe infection. And the city of Riverside is debuting its downtown valet program, a six-month pilot initiative designed to elevate the parking and visitor experience. A city hall statement says the white glove valet service will make it easier for patrons of restaurants, entertainment venues, and downtown businesses to experience what downtown Riverside has to offer. Valet parking in downtown Riverside launches January 16th. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.